çevrenizde. It will be repetition.
Something from
in rough words.
Something from your own realization of this verse.
So they are praying. Kunu kuche sunah krind hit fire. Your meaning is spashta, clear. Jabhi suna chavati Thakur is telling that these are as a lust for ordinary persons. Even a sadhak who is practicing bhakti yoga and he has come up to madhyam uttam adhikar has no such lust. What to tell when he has reached up to Swarup Siddhi, and if he has reached to Vastu Siddhi, nothing, a smell of all things can be there. So here certainly it is not lust. Lust is for himself. Yeah. But gopis are in samartharati. He has told in samartharati. First, mean beginning.
The word has not been found but perhaps it is.
Samartharati. There are three kinds of arati. Samartharati and to
Sadarani.
Samartharati in Braja and another rati in Queens of Krishna in Dwaravati, and there is one Sadharani rati. Sadharani rati in Kubja. And you remember? Samanjasa. Samanjasa rati in Queens of Satyabhama all. What are the differences between them? Sadharani rati of Kubja. Kubja has lust, but it has taken in Sadharani Rati. Rupa Goswami has svikar kiya, admitted Kubja Rati as Sadharani Rati. why he has admitted? His rati was only for Krishna, not for any other person. And when she saw Krishna, at that very time that rati came in her to enjoy Krishna, not to give enjoyment to Krishna, but herself. But there was this thing that to none any other person his rati was there, not on Kamsa or any of them, only to Krishna. But something was bad, that she has something for his own happiness. So it is sadharani rati. But object should be Krishna, then it will be taken as a rati, though his rati is not good at all. For only kubja he has admitted. Secondly, samanjasarati. Samanjasarati is divided into so many fractions. To Chris, their child, for everyone. And samanjas means sometimes for own happiness, as kubja has, but very few times, like always in a service mood, servicing mood of Krishna. So this is called, it may be, may not be, it is samanjasa or samanjasa. In Sanskrit, this word has been taken, the meaning of this word. That is, it may be, it may not be. Means, sometimes it may be that only for Krishna and Krishna, not like Kubja. And very rare in cases to have a child, and when child comes, he has affection towards this child also. If 10 children are there, love is divided into 10, and if daughters, one daughter, then 11, and also to all householders, even to their dasis also, they so much like dasis. So anywhere fraction, but in samartharati, gopis' prem is samartha to control Krishna every day. Their prem cannot control Krishna. Queens. So that is called samanjasa. Will be controlled or not be controlled. But it is sure that samartha, samartha means
powerful,
so much powerful that Krishna is surely be controlled. So their rati is samartha. He is telling that even a man is practicing bhakti and he has come up to bhavavastha, he has no lust, but in other hand, he has not so much mamata and prem also. In Swarup Shuddhi, he has no smell of all these things, but yet not so much mamata that should be in gopis. So gopis have samartharati. Samartharati means nothing of their own happiness, but yet at that time they are maha premavati. He has told battlefield of Mahabharata that crossed the avastha of avastha of Mahabhav, and they have entered in Madanakha Bhav, especially Srimati Radhika, who is telling all these things. So we also, what to tell others and upper classes Vaishnavas, really from core of heart we don't want that this by bhakti we should avoid dukkha, and we should like our happiness. But in rare cases we cannot do like so. We want some happiness, and also that our this unhappiness should go away. But Uttamadhikari, they don't want all these things, like Prahlad Maharaj also. What Hiranyakashipu has given unhappiness to Prahlad Maharaj? He never prayed Krishna or God that it should all be removed and I should be so happy. So what to tell of gopis? So there no any a desire or the gandha of desire, smell of desire, that about this dukkha, any dukkha should be go away, and we should taste any happiness by Krishna also, because in Shikshastra 8th slok we see, what is that slok? Asli Sva Padratan Pinastu Mang Adarsanan Marmahatan Karotuva Jatha Tatha Vidadhatu Lampato Mat Pranatha Susayi. We know that he is Lampat. He also sometimes wants another gopi to meet. But we don't want our happiness. If he wants to live in Mathura or Dwarka with her lady friends, he can easily. We don't want our happiness. If he know that he wants any sakhi, we will go to him and serve her, and we will pray her that you should meet Krishna. If Krishna crushes us by faith, we will not tell that why you are doing so. And if he comes and embraces us and getting sukh there, we become great. We like to do so. Anyhow, all are telling that he is lumpat. But yet, we will always seek happiness for Krishna. So, here, kayik, vachik, manasik, in three, as Uttama Bhakti has been stated by Srila Rupa Goswami, that Uttama Bhakti is that Anushilanam. Here Anushilanam means by tan, man, buddhi, soul, everything. By bhav, by Nivritti-vachak means
negative
aspects, giving up by everything. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been told, Sarva-indriya, Krishna-anusilan, by every way, by every
senses.
When a devotee serves Krishna, that is Uttama Bhakti. That is Bhakti, not Uttama. When it will be Uttama Bhakti, Anusilanam, Anukullena, if it is, it will be Anukullena, not Pratikullena. Nirantaram, Nirantaram mane?
Continuous.
And Anu, Paschat Paschat mane? In the guardianship of, what guardianship? In the guidance of Guru and Vaishnava, Rasik Vaishnava. Even it will be not Uttama Bhakti. When Anna Abhilashita Shunyam, Gyan Karma Adi Anabhritam, then it will be Uttama Bhakti. So they are nothing like so. And they are Uttama Bhakta and not Uttama Bhakta because they are not Sadhak or Sadhika. They are Kaya view of Radhika and himself Radhika is there. Sachidanandamayi Srimati Radhika Hladini Shakti. Here, so by Kaiki, Vachiki and Manasi, all Kriyas mean all
activities.
First they want to Uddipta Karna.
Excite or
stimulate. In Krishna heart. Why they want so? Because they know that Krishna wants so. How they knew? Because Krishna played on flute. And Bhagavanapi Taratri Sardodphulla Mallika Rantum Manaschakre. Krishna had some test, and to fulfill his test, he Manaschakre. Many he did in his man that I should rantum in gopis. Understand? Rantum means I should play with gopis. Raman Karna. Krishna wants that I should raman with gopis. Why? Krishna thinks that Gopi wants this. Again, why Gopi wants like so?
Krishna wants.
So each other. So here is telling that they want to create something or manifest that thing, mane Uddipana, in the heart of Krishna. That he should run with us, because enjoy us. That is called Surata Sukha Uddipana. Yesterday we something.
Suratana.
So to Uddipana ko prakat karne ke liye, to create Uddipana in Krishna heart for Surat Sukh, because Krishna wants this, and Krishna thinks that they want, they have did austerities, Aradhana, and also Srimati Radhika has joined in the last day in Aradhana Katyani Devi, she has also come, and I have showed my eagerness that I am agree in next year I will fulfill your all ideas. So, for this to uddipan, to uddipt this thing, roop or javan madan vyatha vistar karani. That's so beautiful. And they are made by knowing willingly. So beautiful that Krishna or Krishna can be controlled by that roop. They are made. They are taken any alankar here but not here.
One hearing on one ear and not the other.
Huh?
Why?
Because it is the lakshana of a rati. What they have done, in one hear it none. It is more than that ornaments. If in both eyes it was not so much beautiful thing and sweet thing, then doing in one eyes. They know, Rupa Goswami may know, we cannot. We can only, like Sukh, we can utter all these things. We have no idea. So, knowing this, that Krishna wants to make themselves so beautiful, and they began to tell Krishna openly that you should keep your lotus feet on our breast. It should not be told. And for that is story he has told. Srila Vishwanath Jogati Thakur of a friend. I should not repeat because you know.
Who does the desire, where does the desire to enjoy in this way exist? Because Krishna doesn't have the desire, he's doing it for the gopis. But the gopis don't have the desire, they're doing it for Krishna. So where is the desire?
Gopis want to serve.
And Krishna wants to serve.
My first gopis take this one, that the gopi wants to serve. Then Krishna has appetite to be served. But it comes, a root is in gopis, that we should serve. Then Krishna has appetite to take service. Then what kind of service? Then coming as a, from seed anything comes out. Because gradually they know and they want to to serve each other.
So therefore the gopis are a shrine.
Rupa Goswami has told in Bhakti Rasami Sindhu anywhere, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his explanation, any wish comes from first from Naika. Then it comes in Nayak. But Naika does not openly tell all these things. ठीक रख दीजिए वहाँ पर ले ये हम उसको स्पष्ट तो कर लें नहीं तो अनादर न हो जाए तब वहाँ पर रखिए ठीक कोई थाला नहीं है ना कितने नहीं थाला है तो उसे ढक दीजिए कोई थाला नहीं है सर हाँ उसमें होगा वहां तो नहीं है कॉर्नर थाले नहीं है गेछे ना कि कोठारा
यू वर सेइंग अबाउट द नाइफ
Anything comes in Naika. And Naika wants to serve. But she cannot openly tell. But Naika knows. And then Krishna knows by their actions and bhav, mood, any sanket,
signal.
And then Krishna can tell openly anything. By any way. Then it comes in Naika again. But here we see that these are gopis are telling this. Because they are so big dagdha, so chatur, chatur means well expert in loving matters. Because they are of Ladini Shakti, Kaya Guha of Ladini Shakti, and herself Ladini Shakti. So they are vidagdha. More than Krishna is also vidagdha. But gopis, and especially Srimati Radhika, is more and more vidagdha than this. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, we see that Krishna has admitted this fact that she is my Prem Guru. Once in Vidagdhamadho, perhaps that, oh Vrinde, from where you are coming? You know this sloka? You know?
I've heard, yeah.
What? Oh Vrinde, from where you are coming? She replied, I'm coming from Kundatata, your Sarsi, Radha Kunda. What he saw there? I saw that Krishna was dancing. He was dancing. Who was Siksha Guru of Krishna? Your all shadows, image. Krishna is seeing everywhere in all the lips, everywhere, trees, creepers, everywhere. Your image is there. So by that his siksha, he is taking instruction for him. And he has admitted that he is Prem Guru. Srimati Radhika is Prem Guru. So Srimati Radhika is so vidagdha. He knows so many tricks and kausal how to fulfill the appetite of Krishna. So, if the gopis are telling that you should keep your feet, lotus feet on the breast, on or bus, it is not that that prem is coming lesson or down. That we have read there. Arthat, if anyone tells that I love you, this makes that man that his prem is of lower class. But I think that in worldly persons still like so. But here in the aprakrit prem, they don't disclose their prem that I love you. Lovers should know that they love me. Krishna knows. Gopis has in Srimad Bhagavat it has been not told, but Krishna is telling na pare ham, that is slow, na pare ham nirvadda sanjujan sasad kritya vibudha yusa piva ma bhajana durjara griha singhala sambrishya tadavah prati jatu sadhu. This meaning is that, in summary I am telling, that Krishna tells that why you are raining that to me. Gopis are telling to Krishna, why you are debted to you, us? You can give what we like, then you will not be any, as you have given to Putana Mukti and then nourishment. So you should give anything like our prem. Krishna is telling that it cannot be. Why? Prem sometimes become bahunishtha and sometimes becomes ekanishtha. Understand the word? Bahunishtha and ekanishtha. What is the meaning of ekanishtha?
Fixed on one.
Fixed on
one point.
And bahunishtha divided in so many fractions. Krishna tells that my prem is divided into less and less and uncounted parts because so many bhakts are there. I cannot leave any one of them. Whether he is jnani bhakta, he is suddha bhakta, he is rasik bhakta, he is premi bhakta, his father, his mother, sakha, sakhi. Srimati Radhika is above all, but I cannot, for Radhika, can leave any one of them. I will have to go to Arjuna's chariot, I will have to go to Bhisham Pitama, I will have to go to Prahlad also. Everywhere my this love is divided, and so it is bahunish. But your love is towards me is ekanishtha. For me you have no child, no marriage,
no husband.
We have no love, affection, love for our husband. For whom? For any birds, for dogs, for anything we have no, nothing. So we should also try to love Krishna in so manner. Nothing for us. So I will be always ready to you. And second thing, if I tell that you should take anything bar means
bone,
then you will tell that, you will ask, you will pray that, what they will pray?
Service.
Give your service. Then again I will have to be
more rainy.
So, napare ham nirapadya sanjuna. In lakhs and lakhs births.
Oh, she's picking you up to take you to some appointment.
Yes.
Program.
What is the time now?
5:30. No.
Anyone has come or you have come?
I'm come. Lowest to make an appointment.
Okay. Kitna time ho gaya?
5:30.
5 ho gaya?
5.
Acha. Wait a little for 5 minutes. It will take time, not in a moment. Today it will not be. But I have done injustice to you all by taking that nimantran, invitation. I
5 hours.
From for future I will.
Ekanishtha.
Then you will have to come only once.
No.
But because I will be bahunishtha.
No.
One. One to you?
No, I say we're all one. This is all one. We have many appearances to be many, but we have one mind only.
We are kind of you.
No, there are so many things. And hidden behind, I will have to tell so many things.
Now,
so
we now how will you remember tomorrow?
The river is flowing so nicely.
No, tomorrow I will be here. And till this is slow. And Madhuraya Gira Tau Katham. In morning and evening it will be. One is slow.
Still you have to complete today. You completed what you want to say today?
Mine's perhaps whirling.
It is a nice whirling.
if I narrate that as Trinikethan,
how the abode?
Krishna, Lord State is the abode of all gopis, in three.
That is why he cannot leave for a moment that seat.
So, panakadehinam,
apakarsanam,
yes. One
should be clear.
Panatadehinam papakarsanam.
Up to this.
Seventh.
So he,
Vishwanath Chakravarti is narrating this, that a story, that any friend has gone to any, another friend. And if he is telling that, oh friend, I'm going to market because you have come, and I want to give you so much delicious, these all preparations. I want to bring
what, rasamalai,
or malpua, or anything, then is there no use of bringing. Oh, I should bring. I know that you like all these things, so I must. Then it is...
It reduces
the love. So if Gopita is telling that you want us to enjoy, and for that enjoyment we want to quench your thirst for enjoyment, then prem will be less. So they are so vidagdha, so chatur in prem, that they can defeat Krishna also. Sometimes Krishna cannot imagine what mood is hidden in their heart. So he goes, follows gopis. And that is why Krishna became outside and was following gopis. Then they were crying and telling all these things, only to hear all these things. So pranata dehinam, Krishna is telling, gopis are telling that you should, your lotus should be, you should keep on our breast. But Krishna is telling, this is a sinful act. Anyone should not do. And dharma comes from us. Dharma follows me. And I am saptasya jonin nihitam cha sapte. Sapta has come direct from me. Sapta is protested in me, lives in me. Sapta comes from me, and always I am adhishthatri devata of prem. Understanding?
Yeah.
Adhishthatri devata of that Satya. So, I am Satya. I am Murti of Satya. So, I cannot do what is sinful acts. If I will do jajjad acharta sesta tattab eva itarojana jasajjat pramanam kute lokastadanu ovapati. So, I cannot do. All will begin to do like so. Then gopis are telling, pranata dehinam papakarsanam. If anyone cuts the shelter of your name, what to your foot? Your name, your pastimes, remembering you, then every sense goes away easily. In Srimad Bhagavatam, so many times it has been told that every kind of sin goes away by only chanting as Ajamik Upakhyan. And if anyone touches your lotus foot, then any no smell of pap will sin will be there. Now we have come and we have surrendered your lotus feet. So it will not be any sin in us. Krishna tells that sin will come in me. But they are telling, if you touch by your feet to anyone like Ajami, Jagai, Nagai and all others, then that sin goes away. How it is that all sin will come to you? I have seen any ISKCON devotee that if Guru takes any disciple, then he has to take all the evils and sins of all disciples. So if there are thousands and lakhs of disciples, then what Guru will do? He will sink in the ocean of sin.
What to do?
What they should do? You can advise.
You are saying that is not true. That concept is obviously not true.
He has not to take all these sins, but by remembering Gurudev's lotus feet, all sins burns. Right?
Yeah.
No smell of sin and all thing anything which the Guru has to take. He had nothing to take. All sins burns and all Shubh comes in him.
But if he doesn't perfectly remember the lotus feet of his Guru, what happens to
no
him?
Question of what perfectly. Anyhow he wishes only, then it goes away. But Guru should be Guru.
Yeah. But when you say Guru, what do you mean by Guru?
Guru is should be Guru, qualified Guru. Today.
That's why I put it on a
Pranata Dehina. Seventh. You have gone up to Pap Karshanam. Pranata Dehinang Pap Karshanam. Trinacharanugam Sri Niketanam. And you have read, everything has come. Trinacharanugam. Gopis are telling that you should keep your lotus feet on our body. Then Krishna is telling that your body is so hard, I am fearing to put my very soft lotus foot on your breast. Then they are telling that Trina Charanugam. Trina Chara Anu Trina Charanugam. Trinachar, those who graze grass, but especially here for cows. Cows graze on mountains also, very hard places also, and the places were up and down, it may be thorns there. So they are telling that yes, in comparison to your lotus feet or part, this part is certainly so much kathor, hard. But we see that that lotus feet are trina chara anuga. Anuga means to follow. So, if you can go to very hard places like mountains, and where there are stones, and where there are patthar, small stones, and your lotus feet feel they are very happy, then why our breast is not so hard as stones and all these things? So we think that you are only pretending. So we want to put that. Krishna may told that Trina Chara Anuga. Jiva Goswami has given this meaning. Trinachar, many cows and all animals, less wisdom or no wisdom. Sometimes, if a man gives so many good sweet rasagulla, pantuva, or rabdi, or anything he gives to cows, they only smell and but grass, whether it will be dry or anything, they will like to take it. Or if these animals, cows or anything, nearer to slaughterhouse, and only grass is given to them, they used to quarrel themselves to take only this little grass. They are not knowing that at once they will have to go there and they will be murdered. So they only for this thing, little thing, they they are quarreling. But they are not doing anything to protect their life. So, if Krishna tells that you are anabhigya, anabhigya means you are not so much buddhi, intelligent. You are agya, unintelligent. So, I cannot keep my feet on your wrists, because in your hearts there are so many malice, kaam, and all these things. And if I will keep, they will at once what? Aa jayega usme bhav.
Transferred.
In India, you know that Brahmins cannot sit to eat in a line with others. Understand? Why? Because in a line, if anyone sits to eat or sits in for anything, it may be that all the bad qualities will come to that person.
Same reason the Babaji's don't eat with anyone in that Radhakund.
We also. We don't
eat with them.
And it is so. By Kusanga, all bad evils can come.
By Kusanga.
Bad
association.
By association. Bad sanga. And by satasanga, all virtues come by good association.
Is it by the physical line or is it by the Sangha?
Sangha. As there is cholera. Cholera is a disease of chuachut. It means? Chuachut? Mane chulei hoye jaro.
Contagious.
No. Cholera.
Everything.
Something. We don't know, but if you sit together by their breath, it will come. If you take snan anywhere, and that place, if you a bad man is doing snan and you will do bath, then any disease comes. If there is a kerosene oil here, a smell going, everyone automatically. So by sadhu sangha, everything will come automatic. So by kusang, anything will come automatic. Sometimes come by air, by water, and something are of atma, they don't need anything for help, they come automatically. Evils and gurus. So Krishna tells that you have so many bad things, kaam, vishay bhog, and all burning here. So if I will keep my legs there, feet there, it may come to me.
If someone touches the feet, does it mean automatically that the evils pass from that person?
Certainly.
Automatically.
But if anyone is samartha, like Gurus, Vaishnava, Acharya, their quality will come in bad person and they will be reformed. But if we are Vaishnava and only in second class or first, third class, and bhakti is not so much advanced in us, then if anyone takes his head on our feet, or touches feet, or takes
dhuli,
then everything will come.
So what should we do to counteract that? How can we counteract it?
We should try to avoid.
And what happens if they grab the feet without our being able to avoid it?
Then it is bound, it is automatically come.
So I know. I have answered. We will grab your feet. And then all of the bad things will go away.
Well, I am in Mathura, you are in Vrindavan, Bombay.
We can do it.
But it will affect anyhow. So our Acharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, does not like to be touched at his feet.
But to give mercy, one may do that if they
two are... qualified persons, not equal. Otherwise this quality will come. He will not take, but yet for others, those who are devotees, by giving remnants also. If this quality person will take remnants, your remnants, then your qualities will go to him and their disquality will come.
Sometimes, more in joking amongst our friends, touching each other's feet and things like that.
We are in same category, something, but not these disqualities are there so much. So, it is not a question of ours. But it is a question of others, those who are kami, vishayi, bhogi, and so many disqualities they have. They should avoid and they should only be thrown some mercy. This would be attracted something. Very skillfully, if I have read of Srila Prabhupada that a man was drowning a river, water was so deep, there was no now and anything.
No boat
and anything. And I was on the shore. I was seeing that this person is going on and he is drowning. And he is calling, Bachao re, Bachao re.
Save me.
I don't know how to swim. And if I will fall and to rescue that drowning person, he will catch hold of and I, the person who is going to but to drown. Save, he will drown first, then that person will, both will. So we should do mercy or anything to besides very skillful, very savdhan. Otherwise, guru or chela, dono dub jayenge. Samjha? Kya? Guru pahle dubega, aur chela piche dubega. Kintu chela duba dega guru ko bhi.
Dono niche jayenge.
How did you see this?
Certainly, this is. बाहर है तो हमार सांस भी अभी उठे चेक तो
दूध निकाल दिया
और दूध निकाल दिया तो पेट अभी ऐसा ठीक है सम्मिलित है जर but this fact is true so we should do bhajan very skillfully
someone may argue that just one more point that we have already accepted someone as a disciple. So, what difference does it make if they get the remnants? Because they've already been accepted as a disciple.
But Rupa Goswami has told, Sanatana Goswami has told, all our acharyas has told, Nama Parat, Bahu Sishya Korbena, you should not do unqualified so many things. And if you are doing without any check, who comes, let them be disciple. Then your navy will be...
Bhajan will be destroyed.
They are bound to do anything wrong. Disqualified person. And if there are 100 in number and hundreds are doing some bad things, you will do your bhajan or say that this he is doing so, he is doing so, he is doing so. And so many complaints will come and bother your mind and I'm doing no sister. But yet, so many complaints from here and there, but I get rescued. That, hum to raksha pa jate, bhaiya, wo unke to guru wo hain. What should I do? But it will not be. It will come to your head. So we should do preaching, also sishya, disciple. Carefully and those who are qualified something. Only one to do Hari Bhajan.
This is why our Guru Maharaj made a stipulation. First the person must show he knew the nature of the people around the world. He said first for 1 year they should chant 16 malas and follow the four rules. And after that, if they get the recommendation of their temple leaders and others, then only he would give them an issue. Even he was careful.
This is like so. And these rules should be strictly followed. Not only for so, but regularly and from heart.
That's the name, from the heart. Not just...
Not for only a rule there is rule.
In other words, they should not be doing it simply to get initiation, but they should actually have come to the point of doing it from the heart.
I think that so many persons, about 99% come only for another reason. Only very few percent come only to have bhakti in Krishna. They thought that he is going, so I should go. This lady is going, so I should also go.
What to do?
What to do? As our acharya had done, we should be very carefully. Not that anyone comes, give at once, Harinam, because other will initiate. Competition market. Have you competition? How many is yours is?
About 80.
1 lakh?
He has the whole world worshiping him.
Sometimes if anyone comes to me, I do like this. I am going to make you guru, my guru, because all Brajavasi are guru, so I think that you are guru.
What do they do?
And I tell it for my core of heart, not only that I am telling them.
We see that when you are dealing with them, that you love them so much.
I cannot treat anyone as a disciple. I will cut jokes, I will do anything, so many things. But you are grave, you have the quality of an acharya. He is very grave.
He is like mountain.
Acha. Then? Krishna is telling that by touching your body, your evil things will come in. And you are agya. Then gopis are telling, we know that we are agya. We are foolish. But not foolish as cows or animals.
Eat grass.
There are no difference between so many good things and grass. We are not so foolish. But we know that we are, to some extent we are. But we are qualified than cows. If you can go follow cows, then what is the harm that you should follow us? And we should keep your... Yeah. They are in so mood that they are weeping and telling, but we are laughing. We are not feeling all these things with separation. We are following only tarka yukti something. But what will be the case when they are telling with Krishna and Krishna is telling? Actually. But we know that by reading and reading, by anusilan, one day we'll have some taste and some great, and we will really here we will
feel, experience
it. Then he is telling that. Then Sri Niketanam. Sri Niketanam. If they are assisting means they are praying again and again to keep it, that Krishna is telling that I cannot keep my this lotus feet on your breast because your breast is so much decorated with so many golden and so many valuable ornaments. So I cannot keep there. Then gopis are telling, Sri Niketanam, we admitted that our breast is decorated with so many ornaments. And but we know that your lotus feet is Sri Niketanam. Here our breast is so much decorated and so much lovely, or so much Sri Sampanna Shobha, very beautiful. But your feet is Niketan of Shobha. All kind of beautiful softness and everything, it is the abode of all these things. And we think that our this Shobha has come out only from your lotus feet. Now we want to make your lotus feet the alankar of my breast. If you keep it, then it will be a very, very good ornament for ourselves. So please keep it as ornament. Krishna, here, if gopis are telling, and that gopis are telling, you are not willing to keep your lotus feet in our body, then why do you keep your face to the three heart? Always Lakshmi ji takes the feet of Narayan, lotus feet of Narayan, and keeps it here in her, and always in service. So, if you can keep it there, that why you cannot keep on earth, then Krishna is telling me, why I should keep it in your, because we are gopi, you are gop. Lakshmi is not gopi, you are gop, but it is staying being gop, you can keep there, that we have some what?
Qualification.
No. Adhikar. Adhikar. We have some?
Right. Eligibility.
By that bansa. Dynasty. We have this right. So you will have to keep it. Here, it has been given explanation that why Lakshmi does not leave for a second or moment the lotus feet of Narayan. Why? Once it has been given a story, perhaps you know, I have told you this story, then what to repeat? You have heard? You have heard so many, not once, twice, so many times. Yes, you also know. Then, in a summary, I can tell that once Narayan went to Bali Maharaj to cheat him and to take anyhow cheating his whole kingdom. Bhur Vah Saha Mahajana Tapa Satya. Seven loks and seven of lovers. Chauda Bhuvan. And get it to Indra. Then by the advice of Brahma and Prahlad Maharaj, Sutal Lok was given to Bali Maharaj. And Krishna Naran told that for Prahlad Maharaj that you can stay there in Sutal Lok in the palace of Bali Maharaj. He told him yes. But in the meantime, Prahlad said anything in the ear of Bali Maharaj. And Bali Maharaj was become so much pleased. He told that, you have given me Sutal Lok to Narayan, he told. You have given me Sutal Lok to stay there. I will obey your orders. But I want anything from you, that you should be also there, and that palace has so many doors, above 52. I don't remember, but so many, and you'll always, you should be present at each door, so that when I will come or I will go from any door, anywhere, I want to see you, and then you should go. Then he told me, yes, I have given so. So he remained in the palace of Bhavan Maharaj, Bali Maharaj. Time went on. Lakshmi saw that he has gone to chhal karne ke liye, to cheat Bali, but he has not yet returned. Why he is not coming? Then Narad met him suddenly, and she asked to Narad that where my Prabhu has gone and yet he has not come. Then she told the history. And she told that he has gone to cheat Bali, and Bali has cheated him. And he cannot leave that place forever. Then Lakshmi told that, what should I do? So took a... She became an old lady, very beautiful but old. And as a poor Brahmin lady, and she came to the door of Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj was giving dan, charity. At the last bench, she saw an old lady was sitting there. And he is not in hurry. Everywhere hurry. That I should go first, I should go first. And should take anything. As usually we see. But he was sitting silently. When everyone went and they got anything, then Bali Maharaj told that, see, this lady is not Manishadharan lady. Not it. Because she is sitting and sitting and sitting. Patient like this lady, anyone cannot have. So she must be anything extraordinary. Then he went himself from apne singharsan se utar karke gaya.
From the throne he got down.
Got down and went and did pranam to that lady. Said, oh mother, who are you? And what you want? I think that you have some desire, but anyhow you are not telling. And you are sitting there patiently, so patiently. It seems that you are seeking a time that everyone should go away, then you will ask. So, please ask what you want. She told that, I have come, but I fear that you cannot give. He told that, I will certainly give you. Then she asked, you certainly give? Then he told that, yes, certainly I will give. She told three times, she took three times that I will give, I will give, I will give. Then he told that, she told that you should take sankalpa. Then he remembered that Vishnu has also told like this. And in the same way she is, who are you? But she was not expressing who are she. At last, acha, you should tell what you want. Then she did not spoke, but
indicate
by finger that I want Vishnu. He is bound. Then he at once knew and became so glad and also so much sorry also that I will have to leave Vishnu. And Lakshmi has come herself here for this purpose. So he prayed to Vishnu that Lakshmi has come and she is wanting to you, but I don't want to leave you. So please do that. You should leave here also and you should go with Lakshmi also. Then he manifested his Bamanrupa in two, and by one he always lived there, and by another he went in Vaikuntha. But Lakshmi was always saying that he may not go anywhere. So always keeping that fit here in, so that he may not go anywhere. So his gopis are telling, Sri Niketanam, these feet are that their laps, for their laps, Sri Niketan is your feet, or Lakshmi's laps are Niketan of
your feet.
Sri Niketanam, both meanings are there. If you trace and Sri, then Sri Niketanam, Sri is Niketan of your lotus feet. And if you trace on Niketan, Sri Niketan, then it will mean that the lotus feet are Shubha, always smiling, always in full Kishori, and feeling herself fortunate because of these feet. If these feet are not with a lady, then she becomes Vidhava, and everything goes away with that feet. So gopis are telling, if your feet are alankar of gopi vesh, Lakshmi, then how it will not be ours? So keep your feet as alankar of our heart. Sri Niketanam Phana Phanarpitam. Then again Krishna is telling Jasam, oh, you are doing prayer, but I cannot, because there is so much tap in your heart, it will come to my feet. Or if Krishna tells that I fear, why you fear? First he has told, but gopis has cut that argument. Now he tells, I fear your husband. They are telling that if you can put up your these lotus soft sweet foods on the heads of that Kaliyanag,
hood
of Kaliyanag, and he was biting you, cutting you in heart and everywhere, in feet, but you felt no beast, no taap, nothing, and you did not fear, very boldly you did, and you danced, so lovely dance you did. So why not to our best you can keep this? I fear your husband. You did not fear from this Kali, so we know that you will not fear from our husband also. If he will, they will do anything, you will punish them as Kali was punished. So, no fear. Te padam is that very qualified your faith. Please keep on our breast. And krindi naha hitsayam. And you should cut off our hip sayam. How if they have come to meet Krishna, so without meeting Krishna, that tap will not go. Understand tap?
Heat
means here so much that mood of meeting. That is tap. Dirahanal. It will only be samit, mane dur ho jayega, shant ho jayega. It will shant,
pacified, subsided.
Subsided. It will subside only by meeting you and by doing bilas with us. Here, it is the deep meaning is that there is kam tap in Krishna. They are wanting that Krishna heart pap should be go away. And it will not be go if you are not meeting to Krishna. So, they are giving this proposal. And at last Krishna did so. And then Krishna pap went away. Then automatically gopis this mode also went away. We can know some points of that if anyone has any pain in inner side of body, it is not visible from outside, we give anything prelate. Prelate, you know,
some bomb,
light bomb,
maybe.
Ointment. Any ointment taken from outside. But if it is not cured, then another medicine can be given. for drinking fear. So first, Anand should be given. There is thought in Gopi's heart. So Pralepi, what is Pralepi? Pralepi is that Krishna lotus feet is Pralepi for them. So they want to do Pralepi. And all I have explained, which are not also in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, I have explained. He has given this sloka that yatte sujata charanam varuham staneshu bhitasvanai yadhidimahi karkaseshu tena tamim atasatatabhata tena kumshat kurpad dhir bhramat dhir bhaujas sam. He is telling that the meaning of this sloka in short is that yatte sujata charanam varuha staneshu. We know that your Lord's feet is so stiff, soft, and our breast is so much hard. But yet we do eat charanam varuhasta bhitasanai. By fearing, very gently and softly we eat it. So that you should not have any pain. But they do it for the Krishna, for the happiness of Krishna. So, yat charanam varuhas bhitasunai paryada dhimahi karkaseshu tenam atasi atate datatena kinshu. They are quarreling with their minds, gopis. One sloka is also in, we will have Panat Dehin Panat Kalilatang Mana Kanta Gacchati. In that sloka also they are quarreling with men. Mind is telling, oh Agya Gopi, why you are bothering uselessly. Krishna is not blind. He has eyes. He goes in forests and on mountains. He sees where there are thorns, where there are sticks, where there are so many things. So he would go by seeing here there is no all these things. Where there are grass, he will keep it. Then gopis are telling, O Durbuddhe. Durbuddhe means? Durbuddhi means?
Bad
intelligence. Bad buddhi. Durbuddhe. You don't think, you think that all cows will go in a straight line where there are no thorns and where there only green grass is, there will they will go. They usually go to bad rasta, where there is up and down, so thorns and so stone chips, and they can steer. Then when so many arguments are there, we will take it, then we will read these slopes. Then at last they did sulahnama,
compromise.
And anyhow, we will go there. So money is thinking,
that they should keep it very gently so that Krishna's face does not feel any warm or anything. So this is slow. First they have told Sirasidhehina Sri Karagraham. Sirasidhehina Sri Karagraham. First of Madhur. What is slow?
Virachitabhimayam.
And that is slow. Sirasi Dehina. Here Sirasi means singular number. Sirasi Dehi. No? Singular number. Here singular number means they are telling that one head, you should keep your one hand and one tree. But here they are telling that kuni kuchesunaha. Kuchesu means lakhs and lakhs kuchesu. Not singular but plural number. Why here? Plural. They are out of senses, it seems. What to say or what to not to say. Anything which comes out of their mouth, they are telling. And when have some knowledge, chetana, gyan, then they think that Krishna should put up on all gopis. Because we are all sakhi. And when they have some secular for their swarth for one Sirasidhena, only to my head, they forgetting that all sakhis are there. Bas.
Today. You have finished seven.
I had a question about a little bit of a different topic.
What?
That, it's more a problem. That I find that in dealing...
Do you have any program? What is looking will do? 8? Madhuraya gira balgubakya budhamanu gaya uksarekshana didhikari ima diramuhiyati adharasidhuna payajaswana madhuraya gira balgubakya Buddha-manu-gaya uskare-kshana vidhikari-ma viramuhiyati adharasidhuna payayasvana Madhuraya, very sweet Gira. Gira means Vani. What you tell, so sweet. Balgu Vakya means Manohar Vakya. Manohar? You want to read?
Here it says Balgu, charming.
You can read?
Bhaktya ya.
All? You can read Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur?
short. Bhaktiya, by your words,